Bible said Jesus sat weary on the well with his journey. That's in 4 and 6. In other words, he got tired.
Oh, yeah.
He walked 50 miles.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, we welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Please join us on Sunday for couples rededication, which will take place during our regular Sunday service. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from Sister Michelle Dotson and an uplifting message from Elder Roy Mosby. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a
Saint Shell.
I've been purchased by God. I've been born of His Spirit, and I'm washed in His blood. Blessed assurance.
Time where trust is not easy to come by. Okay? We can't trust people. I'm sorry, y'all. Now, when we grow up, we could trust people. We're in a different dispensation now. We're in a different time. So it's not easy. You can't always trust people. We can't always trust relationships. Oh, when I was dating Missionary Mosby, she didn't have to worry about me putting nothing in her drink. And y'all, her drink was a soda, y'all. I gotta make it plain for the saints. I know y'all went there, didn't you? Yeah, you did. Now, in her soda, in her Kool-Aid, in her tea. But don't you know now, when you're dating young ladies and young ladies dating men, you gotta be careful that something ain't got dropped. And then you wake up cuckoo. And I'm putting it mildly, y'all. You don't know anymore. So you can't trust relationships, and we can't trust institutions. Those institutions, I'm talking about our governmental entities and all of that, back in the day, we could trust them. You can't trust them anymore. Okay. We can't even trust trains. Okay. Now, I told Missionary Mosby I want to do Amtrak, but you hear about Amtrak too, don't you? You can't trust boats? How many of them do we hear about them collapsing? You can't trust planes and automobiles. You can't even trust those closest to you. Oh, yeah, some relationships you've been married 20 years, and then all of a sudden, they lose interest. Now, we know that ain't but the devil, but I'm just saying. It happens. So I did a little research, and I wanted to get a clear understanding of trust. Trust is more than just a cliche, a little simple statement. It's more than a cliche. It's more than a buzzword. It's more than just a word of mouth. Trust, by definition, is firm belief in the reality, truth, ability, and strength of someone. Reality. Now, we already know that God is real. And we know that we can trust in him, and that's the real deal. All right, we know God is truth. We can trust in his ability to make it happen on our behalf. And we know we can trust him for our strength. So that's the perfect definition. But I'll tell you this. Trust requires 100% commitment. 100. I didn't say 99 and a half, because it won't do. It requires 100% commitment. So let's throw some scriptures in here. If you will follow me, we're going to go to Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Now, that's really the foundation of this message. And you can quote it. I can quote it. In fact, it's in one of the songs that I wrote. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Yeah, Lord gave that to me a little while ago. Okay. But then the final is trust and obey, because there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust. So, trusting is one thing, but you still got to obey. Amen. Amen. But anyway, so we know that scripture. So I want y'all to just read it loud with me. I think it's on the screen. Yes, it is. So let's read Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. I'm not going to be before you long. I'm looking at that clock up there, and it's got me clocked. So it reads thus, read with me, trust in the Lord, let me hear you, with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, and all your ways do what? And he'll do what? I don't have to say no more. That's it. We can go ahead and do the altar call now. Because that's the crux of the message. So when we say trust in the Lord with all thy heart, what does that mean? It means putting your total confidence in God. Yes, missionary, I've been with you almost 47 years, and I love you, love you, love you. But my confidence is in God. My confidence is in God. So it means putting your total confidence in it, putting your trust in Jesus, because he'll make everything all right. And the beauty of God making everything all right is that he makes those things all right that you don't even know was messed up. Because he knows you're going out. He knows you're coming in. He knows where you're going to be this time next week. Don't you know it's already all right? Oh, some of y'all didn't catch that. You didn't catch it. God's blessings, God's favor precedes you. It goes ahead of you. Making ways out of no ways. I'm talking about those ways he makes. You don't know nothing about. You're clueless to it. That's the type of God that we serve. But that's what it means with trusting in him with all of your heart, relying on him, giving him control of your thoughts. It's still a mind thing. It's still, your mind messes you up, saints. So we need control of our thoughts. We need control of our feelings. It ain't about how you feel all the time. We get caught up in feelings. And what is this about people hurting my feelings? Saints, you hurt my feelings. What? Get over it, y'all. Trust in God. Trust in God. Because he gives you control. When you trust him, he's controlling those thoughts. He's controlling those feelings. I've heard some of y'all say, y'all, my feelings all over the place. Saints, you're not trusted in God. You're not trusting in God. I know, y'all say, oh, this is simple. He's not getting into the, no, I'm not getting into the weeds. It's just the word. If the word can't correct us, what else is going to correct us? If the word can't get us straight, if the word can't get us walking the straight and narrow, then we're wasting time. Y'all need to be somewhere watching a football game or a basketball game or watching your favorite movie on Netflix. Because you're wasting your time. If you're not going to trust in God, go home. Now, y'all, that's tough. That's tough for me, too. But you're wasting time. We got to trust him. In a day and a time like this, in times like this, we need to trust him. Not in some things, because we're good at trusting him in some things. I like that. Somebody said all things. All things mean there ain't nothing else. It's all. I love it because it's all or nothing. That's the God we serve. You're either going to give it all to him or just don't waste your time. Got to give it all. Got to give it all. Got to give it all. So yes, yes. So sometimes it's not about even getting what you want. Oh, yeah, I want this. And I want. It's not about getting what you want. It's about trusting God for what you need. Oh, I said something then, didn't I? I know you want that new Mercedes. But you can't see around the corner. So, yes, you got the money to put it down. But what if a health, something real serious, a health crisis or something hits and it wipes everything out? Then you are stuck with a Mercedes. But who knows those things? God knows. Scripture says seek him first. And all of those things will be added. So seeking him means you're trusting him. You're giving it all to him. He will guide your path. He'll lead you in all things. So relying on him. So it also means that when we give him our heart, and I got to move quickly, it involves relying on God for wisdom, power, and providence, God's divine power. And so one of the things that I had to do, I got turned down for a job that I just knew I had. It was a GS-13 job in Vicenza, Italy. It was mine, 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 oh mine. It was mine. Sister Mosby, wasn't it mine? It was the perfect job. God, well, somebody must have been praying against me. Pastor said he didn't want me to have it. But God had another purpose, and one of the things that I had to do was internalize an important scripture, Romans 8:28. Because remember, I said we've got to trust in God. So Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So what I didn't know was God did not want me in Vicenza, Italy. He wanted me to come back to Fort Polk then, now Fort Johnson. Oh, I didn't come happy, y'all. My son was happy. I was not happy. But let me tell you what God did. I told the boss, I said, hey, I need a 13. She said, can't make it happen. Well, you know, she didn't have to make it happen. God made it happen. So all I'm saying is that if you put your trust in Jesus, you just got to rest on the fact that he's got you. And it's 100% trust. It's not trust today and off tomorrow. This is not an on and off trust, saints. And I think that's why God put that heavy on my heart, because he's talking to me, Roy, you got to trust me. You got to trust me. Trust me because I got your best in mind. Let me move on because I'm, but trusting in God, got to trust. He's got your best. And then Psalms 37:23. What does it say? Well, it says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And God delights in your ways. So if we are trusting in God, just step back and let your steps be ordered. We sing, order my steps in your word. We say that. But it's time for us to just let God do it. Take your hands off of it. One song I used to love, if you move yourself, then God can have his way. Saints, we're in the way of ourselves. We're in the way of what God wants to do for us. The ways he wants, we're in the way. He can't get to us for us. Well, think about it. Think about it. We're in the way. So the other part of that, we said trust in the Lord with all that heart. Then it also says lean not to your own understanding. So what does that say? God's already told all of us that you don't know it. You don't know it all. You act like you do, but you don't. You think you understand, you don't. Well, if you do understand, then the scripture is null and void. Because the scripture said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to your understanding. So what does not leaning to your understanding entail? What does that mean? You may think you know it all, but you don't. So that means you can't even trust your instincts. Ooh, y'all got instincts, don't you? Y'all got instincts? Y'all got inklings? I got an inkling that ain't right. I got an inkling that he don't, that she don't, that they won't. Trust in God. Get out of those inklings and get out of all that craziness, because that's not trusting in God. And then that means that you're leaning to your own understanding. Trust God instead of relying on your knowledge and your own strength. You don't have enough of either one of them. So trust God. Rely on his wisdom and not the experience of others. And so then that's why we sing the song, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is
to carry. Oh, no. Y'all say everything, but y'all carry some things. But what a, and I love how the songwriter said, what a privilege it is. It's an honor to carry it to the Lord. Because you know, he's going to make it happen. He's going to work it out. He's going to open the door. He's going to fix it. Now, is he going to fix it when you want to fix it? Probably not. Because sometimes we got to go through a process. Oh, Lord, and I said something else. I'm stepping outside my message. He's got to condition you for the blessing. You want it now, but you ain't ready for it. So God give you $1 million. Think about it, y'all. How many of you hear about those that win all of those big dollars and stuff at the casinos and stuff, and they got multimillionaires today, and a year later, they ain't got nothing. They weren't conditioned for it. They weren't prepared for it. Don't you know that what God has for us, you got to be ready for it. Oh, he's got greatness for you. But are you ready for it? That's the question. So if you don't have it, it's not because he don't want you to have it. He's got to get you ready for that great day. The great day. Amen. When I see you come running and jumping and shouting because he did it. But believe you me, when God does it, you've gone through, and he's prepared you. All righty. So, and I'm taking longer than I want to. And the third part of that, in all your ways, acknowledge him. So that means you put him first. Before you walk out this door, you need to be putting him first. Before you get in your car, you need to be putting him first. When you get to your job, you need to be putting him first. When you get ready to sign that note, you should have already put it first. Don't you sign nothing. Don't you commit yourself to nothing. Don't you contractually get yourself involved in anything if you didn't see God. I don't care what you want. I don't care how quick you want it. If you don't put God first, you're going to mess up. Oh, you're going to be outside his will. Or you're going to be like the Israelites. Oh, what about the Israelites? Well, it took them 40 years to get what God had for them. I don't have enough time left to wait 40 years to get what God has for me. Think about it. What God has for you, it is for you, but you'll get it quicker by trusting in him, leaning on him, acknowledging him, putting him first. If you want it, it's yours, but there's some things, there's a criteria. And what's the criteria? You got to trust him. Totally give it to him. Totally give it to him. Give it to him. He can handle it. Why do they think that we big and bad and we can handle everything? No, you can't. Now, let me tell you, I can't. Some burdens are just way too heavy for me. And if I don't just turn it over to him, y'all wouldn't see. I would have owned a long time ago collapsed because I can't handle it. Oh, you don't know the troubles I've been through. You don't know the troubles. I don't know the troubles you see. I don't know what you're going through right now, but I know a God who knows. And this God wants you to trust him. I'm almost done. So we said, in all your ways, you got to acknowledge him. And we said, you got to put him first. You got to acknowledge God's existence, his reality, his trustworthiness. Oh, he's worthy to be trusted. You got to let God be the Lord of all aspects of your life. I like that. Let God be God. All right, the last part of that. And he will make your path straight. There was a crooked man who ran a crooked mile. He bumped into a crooked tree and smiled a crooked smile. So what does that say? Some folks are crooked from the beginning and they're crooked at the end. Why are they crooked? Now, let's get real here. Because they have not allowed God to straighten them. Oh, God can straighten it out. God can make your path straight. God can fix it. But if you don't allow him to do it, you'll just be one old crooked person. And I'm not talking about crooked in the mean, sis. Your ways are just wavy. You know, you sometimes on, sometimes off, sometimes cold, sometimes not. I mean, crooked. Crooked. So, and God wants to make a pathway straight. And when we say making pathway straight, that symbolizes a way that is clear, a journey that is easy to follow without unnecessary detours. I mean, that's going back to the children of Israel. All them unnecessary detours, 40 years of detours. When and y'all got to help me, preachers, but I think the promised land was like real close, wasn't it? It was real close. What you say? Just an 11-day journey. It took them 40 years. What? Saints, we are not there because we're not following the pathway that God has put for us. We are not there because God wants us to trust him in every way. We say, in all our ways, acknowledge him. He will direct our path. He will make our path straight. Psalms 23:19 is the last one. God is not a man that he should lie. If he says it, he's going to do it. So I'm going to tell you this. Keep on having your dreams because God's speaking to some of y'all through dreams. He is revealing things to you, what he's going to do for you and your family. Dream the dreams. Watch the dreams become reality when you give it to God. Oh, there are still millionaires yet to be developed right here in Johnson Temple. Oh, I said something big. I said something that's way out the ballpark. He's just talking now. That's what y'all say. There's millionaires right here amongst you all. But God's waiting to stir up the gift. And you're sitting on it. Oh, he's gave some of y'all some things to do. I'm getting in your potato soup. He's given some of y'all some things to do. And you're not doing it. You're sitting on it. Keep on sitting on it. Because I also like the scripture about the talents. He gave one. Help me out, y'all. How many? He gave one. He gave one. Help me, y'all. Three. What else? He gave one. Five. Okay. And what did the five do? Oh, that five went out and cultivated and worked the work. And what did God do, preachers?
Gave him some more.
Gave him a whole lot more. What about the one he gave one? What about the one he gave one? Saints, are you burying what God has given you? Let it sink in. Are you not trusting him even in the smallest of things? Oh, we like to trust him when everything falls our way and comes our way and doors open up. Or we trust in him. But what about when they're not coming your way? When you are not moving a mile up the road, you're only moving an inch. That inch is still a blessing. You know, I told Sister Moses I wasn't going to really go into this. But we were really... When we were in Arkansas, I really didn't know how things were going to go. But I'm going to tell you that we were trusting God for every additional minute of life. Oh, yes, do I want everything to be done? Do I want him to be up and walking and doing all those great things? But I was trusting God. I'm trusting God even now that we're going to see him or we're going to hear from him even later on today. Now, if God does it, it'll be according to his will. If he does not, it's still